You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild, like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Arr, fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Ohayou gozaimasu.
Oh, I see where you're going with
Anata
this.
No podcast wa Nihongo no episode desu ne.
Yes. Today we're doing the Japanese episode.
Sugoi!
Sugoi!
Witred! Perfect. That's it. We have the intro song.
Sure.
Done.
Welcome back to another episode of Sheena
Interrupted.
I was going back through some of our old episodes, and we did part one of our love story, and then we did part two of our love story in the summer, and we promised the people a part three.
I love that we're at part three. Part one, we didn't even get married.
No, we didn't even.
Part two, we got not even like
we got a sofa.
Dining table. We got a sofa.
We got a sofa and your cousin. We got your cousin.
This is like very, very slow.
Yeah, we said we were going to draw it out because people want to know how we fell in love and where we fell in love. And
I was in love before we got married. You're not embarrassed by the story? You like move for a couch to the U.S. for a visa?
Should I be embarrassed?
Because. Look how you're dressed.
What's wrong with that? I knew you were going to say
then
something.
Then why would you? It's like.
Because I like
it's like
my
you
outfit.
Go to Home Depot, you take the thing of the paint colors that are all in the same family, and you're like, okay, I'll wear this.
That's called monochromatic. It's
yes,
very in style.
That's what you're wearing now.
Yeah, so what's the issue? I look nice.
Yep.
I look so good. You, tell us below in the comments below if you think that I look nice.
Yeah.
I knew it was going to happen. And
because
yet
look
I
at your you buy these
it.
Clothes for this reaction, and I'm the sucker who keeps giving you the reaction.
I
bet you go, you're like,
I
oh, look,
it.
This one has arms. That's too normal. This one has no arms. I'll wear this today. Is it a vest? No, it has no buttons.
I like.
Is it a thing? It's,
I really
it's like a zip up
outfit.
Sweater with no arms. You know where they would not trouble you?
Where?
Because they're too nice?
Japan.
In Japan. They'd be like, oh, yes. So nice.
Sugoi.
Sugoi, sugoi. So nice.
So if you haven't heard our love story, we did episode three was our love story of like how we met, how we got together.
Episode three of the entire podcast?
Of the entire podcast.
Oh, wow.
We did a long
oh,
time ago.
We had
ago.
Two fake episodes first.
You,
we had the pre-roll episodes.
You made two fake episodes.
We needed them, obviously. The first one, the recording didn't even work.
No, it worked. It was just not very good quality.
And
but
the second one, well, it was our iPhone's quality.
It was ground rules.
You know we didn't have microphones
yes,
in the first
we
one.
We didn't have microphones. This was a long time
yeah.
ago. We've come a long way.
And
look, we have a
one?
Podcast studio
I
and
know.
Everything.
Well, if they look at my video, they'll see what's happening behind. But yes,
you
at least your side is
me
nice.
Because
it's paint buckets and
you are supposed
there's
to
still
take that
boxes
to the dump.
Of things.
You were supposed to take that to the recycling center.
I'm taking it.
Yeah, this weekend?
No.
Yeah, it has
I'm busy.
To go this weekend.
I'm busy.
Doing what?
I'm shopping for arms. I often feel like I just wish I had a second layer of arms on. And apparently there's a,
you
there's
can
a whole
get
thing for
just
them.
Sleeves.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. They're like gloves for your arms.
Yeah, long gloves.
Yeah, that's what I'm, no, without the hands. My hands are fine.
Okay, like kind of like leg warmers.
The opposite of your sweater.
Like leg warmers, but for your arms?
Like what you're wearing, but with what's missing.
I have some upstairs. Do you want me to?
Yeah, I want those. Okay. They came with this?
Yeah, so.
You could just zip them on?
No, they don't go with this.
Oh, you bought separate because this was missing arms.
No.
You bought them to wear them together? You're like, oh, I wish this had arms like a normal sweater. Oh, here, they're selling arms in a slightly mismatched green. I'll buy those. Did you? No. You did, didn't you? Because you knew this would happen. No. I know it.
I'm just saying I have leg warmers that you can use on your arms so that you can go to the recycling facility.
People think I make fun of you.
Yeah.
People don't realize you set me up. All day you walk around buying these things to set me up, and like a fool, I keep falling. Who falls on the same banana peel 7,000 times? Me. Can't help myself. Now take me back to the time that I loved you in Japanese.
So when we left off our last episode, we had lived here. We bought a couch. We moved into our house in Boston. Your cousin came to stay with us. We talked about our honeymoon. We talked about my first job as a berry. We talked about
Did
how...
Did you ever put those videos and
no,
photos
I didn't
up?
Put the Why? I told you I was not sharing more information with people about my time as a blueberry.
You should.
No.
You, sophisticated soprano singer.
What is the fact that I'm a soprano have to do with anything?
They're so sophisticated.
That's not a requirement
around,
of being a soprano.
They're always cold. Their noses are small. And then they go and they sing, oh! I cannot imagine you as a fruit. Yeah, so no.
Okay, I'm not showing. Just because you want me to, I'm not showing.
I've seen them all. What do I care? I've seen it. I was there.
You know, we used to
sing
this
song. You're the only fruit that paid.
We used to sing this song on the show. Close your eyes and tell me how it feels. Close your eyes and tell me. Do you remember we played that game with the kids?
Great games.
We played the game with the kids too when they were growing up. And we used to just put random things in their hands. All right, so we left here, and we actually had an opportunity. We left Boston. We had an opportunity to move to Japan.
Are we going to put a clip of a plane flying like in the video?
Sure.
Why don't we do things like that? Like,
yes, sure. We can do that. We had this really cool opportunity for you to work in Japan for just a short time. And we weren't tied to anything here. We didn't have kids at the time. We had no mortgage. So we just picked up and left.
We left. And you were so happy.
We were?
You.
I was not.
The first night you were so in love with me.
I was not.
I took you to Johnny's.
I was so unhappy. Jonathan's.
We already told that story.
I was so unhappy those first few weeks.
She was unhappy for about 11 months.
No,
so
I wasn't.
So we extended.
No, it was the first month that I found really, really difficult. Like, I think you and I have traveled a lot, and I think I'm pretty understanding and tolerant and just... I feel like I've had lots of experiences that have made me not have that culture shock. But going to Japan was the one time in my life that I truly felt culture shock.
Because the first time I think you can remember going to a place where you couldn't communicate.
Yeah.
Like we're always otherwise traveling to places where we can at least get by with a few words here and there.
Yeah.
Whereas in
Japan, or we had somebody that could communicate on our behalf that knew like going to India was hard also if it is hard also if you don't speak the language.
But we've never had that issue.
We've never had that issue.
I understand everything.
So I don't. But
when have you ever gone and you've struggled to speak?
Never, because I've had family there that has kind of taken care of me in that way.
Yeah. So we end up in Tokyo and it was...
All the signs, all the noises, all the music, all the language, all the everything was so different from anything
what it's like
ever
now.
Experienced.
Like, I don't know if it's
been
a little
time.
Bit easier now to sort of get by just in English, but there were no like translating apps and this and that you could use. So our only solution was to
take Japanese lessons.
Learn Japanese.
In the last episode, I shared a little bit that when we were here, it was really hard because I was leading these two separate existences, like these two separate lives.
Like Peter Parker?
Not like Peter Parker, because the one was like, it was just me. It was me and the house, the empty house. And
Han Solo.
Han Solo, sure. And then you would come home and then you and I had like a lot of fun together. So I don't want to make it seem like I was like super depressed and I was really, really sad and lonely all the
time.
You're
like a cat.
I did a lot of sleeping like cats.
You sat there and you were sad.
Yeah.
And then you became more like a dog. Is that mean?
Yeah.
Like personality wise, you're all upbeat and like happy and let's go for a walk.
Sure, but
no.
No. That's not, no, don't.
Because I was like a dog when I came home.
Yeah, you were.
I was like, hee hee, look, excited let's play, to be let's play. You're home, I want to play with you.
We don't have to refer to each other as cats and dogs.
I like dogs.
Okay, me too, but
I don't mind cats.
Okay, so when we moved to Japan, it was a lot more of that because you were gone all day. But now I had the time difference that I had to juggle too. So it's not like as if I could call my family during the day when you were not there. So he's even lonelier.
You used to just sit at home and call people when I went to work?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I would sleep till noon and I would get up, I'd chat with my family, and then you would be home at 8.
Why didn't you get a part-time job?
Because I couldn't work, remember?
You could. No. We took care of that when we made you a fruit.
No, no, it was only temporary.
For that one project.
Yeah, I couldn't work.
So we said, screw it, if you can't work here, let's go not work in Japan.
Yep. That's exactly. Fun. That was one of the reasons we could pick up and leave because we didn't have anything tying us down here. So when we got there, I took the time, I took advantage of going to see the city, but I didn't want to explore the city either without you. Like I wanted.
But you did.
I did.
You should.
I did.
I explored those offices without you.
Yeah. But I was, there were definitely spots that were like high on my bucket list that I wanted to go back to either with you or I wanted to hold off until I was with you.
The good thing about that job was the company had a no email from home policy.
Yeah.
So you finished your work.
Yeah.
And once you left the office, you were gone.
Yeah. And it was early. Like you would be home by 6.
Yeah. It was like a 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
I think it was something like a true 9 to 5.
Yeah.
And then we had the nights, we had the weekends, we traveled a lot. And that was
one of the reasons that we took this opportunity because it meant that you were going to come home earlier, because it meant that we were going to have more time together, that we were going to have weekends off.
Is that why we took it?
It was one of the reasons. Oh, yeah.
I just like the idea of going and living somewhere that I'd never been.
Again, I think we've talked about this idea of you and I didn't have separate groups of friends that we tapped in and out of. We came here to Boston with no, like, friend circle.
I'm biting the inside of my cheek.
For what?
Because I know.
What?
I can't talk about your friendship situations.
Why not?
You get very sensitive.
Oh, my God.
I remember. What is that? Episode 6, 8, 12? All of them?
You're so rude.
Well, I didn't say anything.
You're so rude.
Yeah, so you have so many friends.
I didn't have any friends.
We have so many friends.
You didn't have friends either because we moved here.
We have so many friends. Oh, my God. You see my popcorn? That was your friend. Remember your friend always looking for his popcorn? You don't remember?
I know who you're talking about. He was not my friend.
He was your friend.
No, he wasn't.
The other raspberries, strawberries, you had all your fruit friends, they your were whole my food friends.
But here we are now. We moved to this other place and we have absolutely no friends. Like in Japan.
Where?
We
had
no.
Of course
no
you did.
No, we did it when we first got there.
What about our friend down the hall, your best friend?
We met him after.
You know what his family does.
What does it
in business. Huh? They're bison farmers.
Yes, you said it right.
No.
Yes, you did.
No.
Yes, you did.
Get us back on track, young lady.
He has a weird thing. He can't say the word bison. We've been trying for many, many, many years. He keeps calling them bison.
You think they'll believe you? They've only heard one person refer to that animal that way, and that's you.
Oh, my God. I cannot
believe you. All I said is bison.
It only took you, like, I don't know.
100% of the time they've heard me say it, I've said it correctly.
But 95% of the time I have heard you say it wrong.
They will believe you.
They will. I'm the truth teller in this family.
Without sleeves. No one, you can't even hide the ace up your sleeve.
There's another sleeve.
I'm so confused right now. It's supposed to be a love story. You've taken me to Japan. You've introduced me to some bison dealer.
Yeah.
You're
and
complaining
we started
about
to make friends
daytime,
there.
Nighttime.
We started to make friends there.
Yeah.
And we started to just explore the city. Actually, it was less about making friends there. It was more about just exploring the city together.
And surrounding country and city.
Here's the thing for me is that the more time I got to spend with you, the more we got to get to know each other. Like when you...
You. I knew who I was married to. You know how weird this is?
You can't
every
keep
few weeks,
that.
I will keep saying it because I keep thinking it. Every few weeks, you come up with a new theory about how you weren't sure where you were in your life and how you didn't. You were so sad. And I'm like, what I'm the hell sure. is going on? Yeah, you have to figure your stuff out. This is a you thing. I'm perfectly good.
No, it's not. When you get married,
I was like,
and
wow, I have
so
my
young.
Wife. I'm going to take her to Tokyo and we'll see the world and we'll travel to Hong Kong on a weekend. We'll go to Bali. We'll buy art for her home. We did all those things. Meanwhile, you're like, oh, he's gone to work. Huh. Who am I? I have no friends. Why am I even in this marriage?
You're,
what does it mean
so
to be married?
True.
Oh, he's the guy that got my visa. Yes, yes.
So
I like my
true.
Sofa back
oh,
home. I better
my
stay
God.
With him.
That is so not true.
You're a lover of furniture and papers.
You're such a disturber.
What do you mean? You're, I just went to work, came home.
I know, life is so
wanted
easy.
Wanted to hang out. Yeah, so easy. So I just easy had to get employed and come home. Gave my best years to the man just to be able to support your dreams. Little did I know, like a cat, you're just laying on the couch.
It was such a special time for us because when you learn something new together and when you learn about new things together, I do think that it bonds you in a really, really cool and special way.
In a grade one sort of a way.
Yeah.
We both passed the grade one language exam.
We did.
Level 4 was grade 1
oh,
level of
proficiency.
Oh, because
they go 4, 3, 2, 1?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did not go
now
further
Now
we're
below kindergarten level. I've used all the Japanese words I know, I'll confess,
already
in this podcast.
Yeah.
Except for one. Hikoki. Plane.
Yeah. I thought you were saying hitotsu. That's one.
One.
Futatsu.
Two.
What's
I guess
three?
You remember. Three tatsus.
No, it's not three tatsus.
Sumimasen.
Hi.
Watashi wa vegetarian desu.
It's not vegetarian. Vegetarian.
Vegetarian desu.
Yeah.
Sakana
to
neku
to
tamago haitte nai. Onegai shimasu. That means I'm vegetarian.
Now we've used all of the
yes.
Japanese that we
I don't eat fish. I don't eat meat. I don't eat eggs.
You know, when do you remember what we had to do when we first got there? We had to have the concierge at our
write that out
hotel
for us.
Write that out for us.
Yeah. So we could eat.
So we could just give the piece of paper to
any restaurant.
Any restaurant.
And
any
they would
server.
Just be like, get out.
Get out.
This is not going to work for us. This is not working.
So we did a lot of cooking those first 6 months.
Yep.
We did a lot of cooking. Remember we used to do takeout from that pizza shop?
Just Domino's.
Oh, yeah, it was Domino's.
Pizza shop.
Oh, yeah, it was Domino's.
Domino's. We ate so much Domino's.
We did.
And Inari. Yeah. Gas station inari. It's still like gas station sushi in Tokyo
it's
is
so
like
good.
Fine sushi anywhere else.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell them about the time you went to the fish market without me, with
yeah,
your
you,
friend?
You refused to go to that.
I
there
saw
were
no
very
reason to
few,
go.
There were very few Japanese experiences that you just were like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, I didn't.
I'm not.
I didn't want to go see these tuna coming off the boats and
it
seeing them.
It wasn't that I wanted to see the fish.
I do regret not seeing it now.
Why?
Because you can't go anymore.
No, it's closed.
It's closed.
It's close to the public.
Close to the public,
it's
yeah.
not that I wanted to see the fish, because I didn't eat fish. And I actually, even when I ate meat all those years ago, I never enjoyed seafood.
Yeah.
But it's that there was this really cool thing that happened in the wee hours of the morning.
It was like, what, 3, 4 in the morning?
You had to go at like 5 a.m.
It was 5?
Yep. They, the
I thought it was still dark.
It was dark.
Okay.
The fishermen would bring these massive tuna and
yeah.
all of their other fish and seafood that they had
like just caught.
Fish they had just caught and
yeah.
they would lay it out on the ground and they would put it up for auction.
Yeah, it would be a bid.
Yeah.
So like all of these fancy restaurants in New York and Paris and London and mm-hmm. the whole world.
Yeah.
They're buying
they
this.
They were buying this live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're watching.
Yeah.
And they're like slashing this stuff, right? So for me,
it was gross, but
I was,
it was
living
so
there.
Cool.
Like I'm living there, and you're yeah. telling me you want to wake up in the middle of the night to go watch them slaughter fish that you don't eat? I'm yeah. like, no, I don't want to go.
I'm so glad that
but
I
now
went.
I'm thinking, oh, it would have been interesting to see
yes.
how that market and that business is conducted.
Yeah.
But shortly after we left, they closed that. So now it's
to
all
the public,
private. You
yeah.
can't go watch.
Yeah.
So you would have these people who would go watch this. and then go for breakfast sushi at these little sushi shops.
Yeah.
Just on the side of the street.
So my friends that I went with,
yeah,
they went and ate sushi afterwards. And I was like, okay, I'm going to go home.
And that's, they're eating Michelin star sushi, yeah, on the little restaurant.
That guy said that it was the best sushi that he'd ever had his entire life. Yeah.
Wait, I thought it was just one friend who came.
It was the guy and his girlfriend. What other cool things did we do while we were in Japan?
I mean, you did this on your own.
I did.
So this is the episode of all the things you did while I was at work.
No, that was the only one.
Or sleeping.
Huh?
Did all these things you did when I was at work or
that
sleeping.
That was one of the major things I did without you. But everything else we did together. And I think
you taught at a kindergarten without me.
Yeah,
how long did that last?
Having you, I don't know, a few months. But I think what was really cool, and I think that this also, like, in the, you know, in the spirit of talking about how our love story carried on.
That's a good tip.
What?
For love.
What?
Do things on your own sometimes. No, I'm not kidding. No. Why are you laughing?
Because that's not what
if your
I was
partner doesn't
say.
Want to do something and you want to do it, go do it with someone else
I
and their
I
boyfriend.
I wish I forced you. I wish I had a
no,
little
that's
bit more
no good.
Ability to
no,
force
forcing
you.
People to do things is not a solution.
But you would have been happy.
Not
now.
Then.
Now.
Yeah, you don't force someone and say, oh, 10 years from now, you'll be happy. I mean, like, that's not a recipe for success.
That's also true.
It's good. Do things. Be comfortable enough to do things on your own that you want to do and don't rob yourself of an opportunity because then you'll resent the other person.
Yeah, I would have been really sad.
So then you went, you got to do the thing. Yeah. I sit here and I say, oh, maybe I should have done that with you, but at least you got to experience it.
Yeah, that's true. But
so if anyone wants to go see Fish Slaughter with me, she's already
really
seen
cool.
it. If I can come with you.
I would
and
do it again with you.
No, this is a once-in-a-lifetime thing. You can't see it again.
No, but what I really think that was, we pushed ourselves outside of our comfort zone. But what's really cool is, and there are other moments where I think that your respect for me grew and my respect for you grew in those moments.
When you signed up to do jousting in the park,
yeah,
with bald Japanese men with briefcases, my respect level went through the roof.
What about when I committed to teach at a Japanese school?
That was okay.
What about when I...
When you
what
kicked
about...
that man off his bicycle into a fence, that to me was, I don't know who I respect more, you or him. He like fought a woman because he's like, no, this is my bicycle lane.
What about when I rode those waves of wakeboarding
at
Mount Fuji?
I wish we actually knew where we were.
We were
like, they told us we're in front of Mount Fuji, but it was so foggy we couldn't even see
but
each other.
But how much did your respect level
yeah, that
for
was
me
cool.
go
we went
up
wakeboarding
when I just did that?
And she just popped up.
Yeah.
Like, just, okay, lady, hold this, strap your feet and hold this, and phew, you'll go up.
Yeah.
That was before I should have known you would have been good at snowboarding.
Because
you did the same thing at snowboarding.
I
yes.
Did.
We went to Okemo like a million years ago.
Yeah.
And you popped up and you just started snowboarding.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't going fast, but everyone was falling and you were just going.
Yeah.
You did the same thing on the wakeboard. You just got up. We were all fighting it and we'd get up and we were like really pressing and then we'd fall, get up, fall. And you just went, ooh, okay.
But
this
I
is
do
fun.
Think that like if you mark moments where you looked at me and you're like, huh, that's really cool that she did that. I think in those moments, your love sort of intensifies a little bit. Like, what about when...
Maybe it does, but I'm not surprised by those things.
You're not surprised by what things?
That you popped up. Like, that wasn't surprising to me.
It was surprising to me. I had never done it before in my life.
I know.
Just like I had never sung on a Japanese TV show before in my life, but we...
Those things don't surprise me.
They surprise me. I surprise the heck out of myself.
It doesn't change the fact that I may still... You know, we always say, oh, do you have a crush on me? Like, those moments may still translate into saying, hey, I have a crush on you.
Yeah.
But it's not because I was surprised by the outcome.
Okay. Say more about that.
I don't think you believe in much. You don't believe in your ability as much as I believe in your abilities.
I think that's true.
So when you're surprised by something you're doing, I'm not surprised. It's irrelevant to me if I can do it or not do it. But I don't expect
you
to fail.
Because
you
can do a lot of things.
But it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and your personality lends itself well also. Like, you're very confident and you're very determined as a person. I'm not as determined. I'm just not. That's a personality trait. Yeah. you're much more determined. So if you fall, you're going to get up. If you fall down again, you're going to get up. And that's one of the things I love about you, that you won't say no to anything. Like if you want to do something, you'll say, yes, I want to do it. Whether it's wakeboarding and you fall 3 times, 4 times, 5 times until you get up, or whether it's moving halfway across the world to work at a company just because, with people that don't speak English, that don't know how you operate, you don't know how they operate. It's scary, but you did it. Like you just got up every day and you went to work.
And you did. 私は日本語話せる?
Yes, yes, you can speak Japanese
Spanish.
Now.
Spanish. Oh, Japanese.
You can speak Japanese now.
Yeah, but I'm just saying it doesn't take away from that feeling of pride or that feeling of feeling attracted to someone.
Yeah.
But it's not because they accomplished something that was a surprise that they accomplished.
Yeah.
It was more, for me anyways, and everyone has to figure out their own thing. And you know this, for me, it's purely a matter of the confidence
yeah.
that the individual exudes when they actually accomplish that yeah. task. So it's for you, you feel confident.
Yeah.
You feel like I'm good right now.
Yeah.
Not in a cocky way, because
no,
then that
like,
has the opposite effect.
This was really
effect.
Good. This was yeah. really cool. And I was able and I was capable yeah. of achieving this.
And the opposite is true also.
Okay.
When someone says, oh, I can't do this. This is so difficult. I'll never be able to do this.
Yeah.
For me, that has the opposite impact.
Yeah.
It's like I'm not at all attracted to that mindset.
Yeah.
It's not that I have unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
It's if you can't do something, you approach it as I tried.
Yeah.
I cannot do this now.
Yeah, I can't
or
do it.
Or what
yet.
Can I do?
We've
or,
told the kids that yeah, all the time.
What,
like,
what is
so
it that I
times.
Need to modify?
It's not that you can't do it at all. It's that you just can't do it yet.
Or maybe you cannot do it. That's also okay. Right?
I don't think there's anything that you have ever approached and said, I cannot do this. Ever.
But there are things that I cannot do. Like, but then maybe I just don't approach them. Like I can't build a house.
You can. You
don't
no,
want
to.
No, I don't
to.
Want to.
You don't
but
want to.
But I cannot.
To.
Like I would have to learn a lot of things to be able to build a house. You're
yeah.
right. I think I could build a house mm-hmm. if you gave me time and the education and the training.
Yeah.
But I have no desire to do
right.
it. And it's not practical.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So if...
But like, okay, there was somebody that we met while we were there. And they wanted me to learn a Japanese song. And I remember saying, I don't speak Japanese well enough to sing this song. I can't do this.
And I'm like, I've heard you sing in Hindi. You can't speak anything in Hindi.
Exactly.
But you could sing in Hindi. Or
exactly.
German or Italian or... So many other languages you pretend you can speak.
Yeah. And we spent hours and hours and hours, but I ultimately did get it. I did figure it out and I sang that song. And that led to months down the line, I was invited to sing on a Japanese TV show.
Which is still on YouTube.
Which is still on YouTube.
So the...
I was listening to that song today.
Why?
I don't know. Because every time somebody asks me to sing a Japanese song or every time it comes up, I sing
Baby
that
boy.
One song. Baby
boy. Oh, is that what
boy,
you're going to sing later?
Watashi wa koko ni iru yo. That's not the one. The one that I actually sang on TV was Ne doshite sugoku sugoku sugoi tero. You remember that?
Yeah, but it's a very sad song.
Da, 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 da. No, it's Love, Love, Love.
No, that's just that
roo,
one line.
Roo, roo, roo.
You know what that song is about?
What?
You don't remember?
What?
Oh, you don't remember.
Tell me what.
It's about when they went and they tore the ears off of all the leprechauns.
No.
In the war.
No.
Yeah.
No.
It was the war of the marshmallows.
No. The song is yeah. called Love, Love, Love.
So it's funny how that happens, right? Mm-hmm. You go with the flow. Somebody said that their friend knew you were singing
yes.
online.
Yes, because that was when I started singing on YouTube and posting videos
you
on
were
YouTube.
Only singing online and posting videos on YouTube because
yeah.
we moved across the world.
Yeah.
And here you are making a life online.
Yeah.
So you have Mitsui to thank for your...
Yeah.
Online presence, or at least your understanding of what it was at some level.
Or the interest. I think that's where my interest was
yeah.
peaked. So when we were there,
MySpace,
I was very, very lonely. And I started writing a little bit more music. Remember we went out and we bought that keyboard because you're like, you need to do something that's going to bring you joy. And so we bought this keyboard from Akihabara, the electronics center of the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And we bought this keyboard and I remember that I would sit down at the keyboard every day and I would write music. And as a way to share that music, we started a MySpace page.
Yep. And then YouTube.
Started a YouTube page and I would share on YouTube and like built a little community there.
And then these people saw you singing a Japanese song on YouTube and they invited you back to be on TV.
Yeah. So and that's you can still find that clip.
You just have to
clip.
Go with the flow.
You can find that clip on YouTube.
Yep. I think this was more for you as we're talking about it. I think this was more growth for you, that trip, than it was for me. Because I was still going. My routine was pretty set. Mm-hmm. I had to go to the office every day.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home. And then during the week, we didn't do much.
Mm-hmm.
And then if there was a long weekend, we were usually traveling. We went to Bali. We went to Hong Kong. We went to other parts of Japan.
Mm-hmm.
But you had more time. You were writing music, you were meeting some new people, you were working at a kindergarten, you were doing all these different things to fill your time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think when we came back from Japan, I came back with a little more professional experience and some travel. You came back with, I think, a lot more independence and maturity because you didn't have that opportunity anywhere. Yeah. This was the first time you had to go out and figure this stuff out on your own because you never lived on your own.
Yeah.
You were at home. We got married. We moved. We were in Boston.
Yeah.
And then Tokyo was the first time you were kind of completely by yourself, right? And like you said, you couldn't call someone
and check in
and
with
just
people.
Say like, oh, what are you doing now? And just spend that time talking because you were on a different time zone.
Yeah. And the other thing is Japan is so safe.
And yeah, it's really safe.
I really felt very comfortable exploring the city by myself. You know, at first, maybe I was a little hesitant, but I was very, very comfortable the more time I spent there to just go out and explore. I think the
hardest
thing
was the food. You also explored other
naked
bodies there.
What?
Didn't you have to go sit in like onsens with other women? Didn't you do that every day? Just like go say, oh, is...
Not every day.
Yeah. Is Mari here? Who's Mari? It's my 72-year-old neighbor in the building. Let's go sit.
They're very
in the
comfortable
tub together.
In their skin in the onsens. Yeah. They're very, very.
You have to shower properly before you go in.
Mm-hmm.
So historically, in traditional Japanese homes, we learned this when we were there. If someone came to your house, you would offer them a bath.
Yeah.
So the tub would be filled with hot water.
Yeah.
Like a, you know, think about it as like a hot tub.
Yeah.
And there's stools and water outside the tub so you can clean your body before you go soak in the family tub.
And everybody used that same tub of water.
Yeah. Not something we ever experienced.
No. We never went to anyone's home that lived there that was Japanese. We went to homes of people that were...
Yeah, other...
From, like,
expats.
They were expats. Yeah. And then other homes in our building that we were staying at.
Yeah, that's true. We didn't go to, we went to like a traditional ryokan, which is like, you know,
a hotel
where you have the sliding paper.
Tatami mats
on the floor and the table is sort of sunken or the floor is sunken for your meals.
Mm-hmm.
And you have sliding paper closets and things like that. That was neat when we were exploring that museum, right? That we stayed at that...
The Petit Prince Museum.
That was fun to go and see or experience that.
Yeah.
But it's so safe. We come home at like 3 a.m.
And
it didn't matter.
And it's so cool to be able to do some...
We went to a rave.
We did go to a
rave. My first rave was in Tokyo.
Your only rave.
That was amazing. I had glow sticks.
Who's your only rave?
I know.
Yeah.
It took a lot out of me.
Forever.
I don't think I'm doing another rave.
That's when you started wearing...
This is my friend Danny. He was going nuts. He's older than me and he was going so crazy. I'm like, I'm going to go crazy. That's probably when I got sciatica at that rave. Call Danny. He gave me a sciatica. It's his fault. I'm sure it's his fault.
Do you think he wears earplugs?
I don't know. probably not now. He's deaf from all the raves. They're useless to him now. That's why I can talk about him. He can't even hear his podcast. That's what you get. Don't go to 15 raves. Go to 15 raves a month. This is what happens. You lose your hearing.
Yeah.
My friend Deaf Danny took me to raves. So I'm going to call him from now on. I should call him. It's been a long time I haven't spoken to Deaf Danny. He doesn't even live in Tokyo anymore. So there's that ninja restaurant.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah.
I was like, the fall from the ceiling tiles and this and that. It was amazing.
Yeah. And then we went to see the sumo wrestlers.
Yeah. We went to a full sumo thing.
Yeah.
We didn't realize that they're not fat when they start.
No.
Like the young sumos are like just buff.
Yeah.
And then they progressively get fatter as the day progresses.
Yeah. Not as the day
It's true. The super big guys come at the end.
Yeah.
So we went at like 11 a.m. We're like, oh, this thing is amazing.
Oh, you mean like the progression of the
competition.
The types of, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
you start and you're like, wait, these are just two like men big, from the office. Guys. No, like two off. This guy is like, what is happening here? This is Taro from accounting wearing a diaper fighting with the other guy. What is happening here?
They were still large men.
They were
large.
They were not that
remember
large.
Remember that festival we went to where we actually met some of the like the mafia men?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
But let's finish the first the sumo people. So we get there, nobody men. They were just kind they were like not that large. They were just normal large. Yeah, they were in sumo. Large. I'm at a sumo competition, not like big guys dressed like sumos fighting each other.
Yeah.
And we're looking around. There's nobody there. It was like just a bunch of foreigners watching disappointedly. Like, what is happening here?
The
main guys were still sleeping. They weren't even awake yet. Yeah. And then we're waiting. It's like 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Like the Yokozunas, those big guys, they're not coming to like 8 p.m.
We did. I felt like such.
Yeah, of course. I watched the whole thing.
You did?
You did too.
I did?
There's no chance I left before the Yokozunas came because those are the only photos I have of like the big fat guys.
That was in the middle of the day.
No, I did not take photos of the skinny guys. If you go look in my history, it does not give you any indication of what a failure it was the first half of the day.
The first half.
Watching those like accountants push each other around in their sumo pants.
Yeah.
It was brutally sad. But then the big guys came
really
and you're like,
cool.
Whoa.
It was not brutally sad.
No, by the
it's
end,
just,
it
wasn't
was
your
packed.
Expectation.
By the last rounds, it was packed. They're throwing salt. They hear them doing, they're hitting their stomachs. The whole place is jiggling, not just their bellies. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And then you could see like in there, they had explanations of their diets and how their training goes and how they put on the weight. And it was fascinating.
It really, really was. It's a full art.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's quite respectful too, which was neat. Yeah. So many things in Japanese culture are respectful.
Absolutely. That was one of my biggest takeaways. Like the amount of respect that they all have for each other, that they have for their families, that they show each other.
There's even a day you get to hang out with Yakuza.
Yeah.
There's a
Yakuza
festival.
Yakuza allow you to come and be around
like take
them,
photos
the
with
mafia.
Them. it's like insane. Yeah, so they carry these shrines. And it's like a huge
through
parade
streets.
Through the streets. And then you have a lot of people in traditional dress.
Yeah.
And I also learned this then. The Yakuza would not get any tattoos on their neckline or past the wrist. So then if they're wearing a shirt, you would have no idea that they even have tattoos.
And mostly tattooed people in Japan. I don't know if that's still true
now.
Yeah,
this is a long time
then,
ago. There's no such, it was not.
You wouldn't get a tattoo.
It was
if
forbidden.
You weren't, if you weren't part of the mafia.
So even if you had a tattoo staying in our building, you would have to put a bandage over it if you were going to go to the onsen, the hot tub, or to the gym.
Yeah.
Like it couldn't be visible.
Yeah.
You'd have to
or
cover it up.
Or they would get you to put that like
patches,
very
like
thick
stickers.
Makeup or whatever on it.
You had to cover it. So
we
this
were
is
told
like,
as expats, like if you have a tattoo, you need to be very, very careful.
Yeah, cover it
Do
up.
Not display it.
Just don't display it. It's rude. It's, you know, and I'm sure it's not like that anymore. But back then it was.
Yeah.
So on this one day though, where you'd be on the streets and everyone's celebrating and they're carrying these shrines and chanting.
The tattoos were out everywhere.
Well, they would just be wearing traditional outfits, which were open.
Yeah.
And you'd just see the tattoo coming down the, like the collarbone.
And all through
full
that.
Body.
Yeah.
Like legs, arms, everything, but stopping at the wrist.
I'll see if I can find some of those pictures and we'll pop them into the YouTube video.
It's That was fascinating.
Yeah.
So speaking, why do we call these episodes our love story, though?
Because
it's just
okay,
our journey.
When I listened
journey
back,
through space and time. Which
when
she
I listened
trip.
Back to, okay, two things happened. I was looking at some of the analytics because we're coming to the end of the year and Spotify is doing their whole Wrapped. You know, they put a nice bow around all your mm-hmm. analytics and give that to you. So I was looking at that and I was, this episode, our love story part two, was the most commented on. And in that episode, I was listening to it this morning. In that episode, we talked about how we have to do a whole episode. Like
we
the
never
next
came
episode.
Back to three.
No. And the next episode is going to be our whole Japan chapter.
So it's our story.
I guess.
Just say it's love story to get the clicks. Okay, I understand.
I'm not doing that.
Well, you
just
said for analytics. I'm all for the analytics.
Not
yeah.
doing that.
And then we made love in Japan. The end.
Yuck.
What? I'm trying to put a bow on it. You used to wear bows.
I didn't wear bows.
Back in the day.
I do think Japan. That all of this is part of how we fell in love more and more with each other. Say it.
No.
Just say it. No. I know you want
no.
to. You were already.
No,
in
I was
love
not in
with
love.
Me.
Now I realize. I'm,
but
I
after Japan, maybe you were a little.
I
more
don't know.
In love
maybe
we
have come back for love story episode four. Maybe, maybe not.
We also said that we were gonna do a whole episode on our wedding.
That's way before Japan. Now you're going backwards.
Yes, we did talk about we're going to do these flashbacks.
What kind of a Quentin Tarantino movie podcast are you making? Can't
you
just
said.
Go in order? You think I remember what I said 4 months ago?
We
I don't remember what I said at the beginning of this episode, 20, like 2 hours ago. I don't remember.
You can't go in order because you can't go back in time and change the past.
Of course you can.
No, we started with
they don't know. Could say anything. Oh then we God. Got married.
No.
In Japan. No. On the top of Mount Fuji at the ramen stand. You know there's a Coke machine up there?
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
We never climbed Mount Fuji.
We didn't.
Do you regret that?
No.
Me neither.
No, I don't.
I don't want to climb a mountain.
I don't mind. I don't think I'm in the right shape for it.
Ain't no mountain high enough.
Ain't no mountain high enough. There ain't no valley low enough. There ain't no river wide enough. To keep me from getting to you, baby.
That's such bullshit.
What?
You can't climb to the top of a mountain.
To get
she's
to your
saying,
love?
Yeah, to can't get to, there's not a mountain high enough to stop me from getting to you.
Yeah.
Like, I could literally be on the other side of that mole hill in the backyard. You'd be like, oh my God, I can't cross that. So high. Ain't no river wide enough. You wouldn't even swim across a swimming pool. The valley low enough?
Maybe not now because we're together
no,
already.
No, this
is,
I mean,
we're
not you,
already.
Her. Whoever she's, the singer is a liar.
When you are newly in love and newly infatuated with a person, you will do so many
yeah,
things for
you
them.
You just see the guy walking down just crying. What happened? Oh, this lady who I was interested in, she froze to death. She was wearing slippers and she tried to climb the mountain to come see me. She had no training. She died on the mountain.
True. It's
wait,
such a
aren't
sweet
you the guy
thing.
Who was crying last week? Yeah, what happened? Well, her sister drowned. She didn't know how to swim. She tried to come through the river to get me.
No, you don't remember this because it was so long ago. But we
no
did...
people say these.
No,
things.
No, people do these
drama,
things. You're
drama,
just very logical.
This is a Juliet and Romeo stuff.
Yeah,
they drink poison and all together.
Yeah,
did that help them?
They were.
Is that the right move?
It was a confession of their love.
Okay. So they did the right thing.
They
go. Tell your followers. Tell them. Go. Tell them. Do like
saying,
Romeo and Juliet.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that
wear
was
slippers
they,
and climb a mountain and freeze to death.
Oh, my God.
To show your love. Do it.
I found a love for me. But darling, just dive right in.
Dive right in the
and
same
follow
river.
Follow my lead.
It's like a Pilates in the water
I
song.
I found a girl.
And a one and a two.
Beautiful and sweet. I never knew you were the someone waiting for me. Because we were just kids when we fell in love.
Well, one of us.
Not knowing what it was. I will not give you up this time, darling, just hold my hand.
Edward Christopher Sheeran.
Huh?
Edward Christopher Sheeran.
Yeah, see, this is real love stories. These are real love songs.
He's been divorced 3 times.
No, he has not.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah.
He has not been divorced 3 times.
Every time he gets divorced, he adds a name.
Oh my God.
That's what he's to Edward himself? Christopher. He used to just go by Chris. Now he's become Edward.
No.
Yeah.
That's not true.
You know his other name?
What?
He has one more name. I don't remember it. Is it Thomas?
No, it's not true.
Thomas could fit in there somewhere.
Edward Christopher Thomas Sheeran.
It sounds just rolls right off the tongue.
It does not.
I think he's divorced 3-4 times.
I think you've become cynical in your old age.
I'm not cynical.
Yeah.
You know how to spell that?
No. S-C-Y. C-Y.
Why you tried? I knew you'd go for an S.
I don't know why I said S. C-Y.
I'm thinking of Senegal. That's a place.
C-Y-N-I-C-A-L. Cynical. I don't know why I said
that. It's like cyan, the color.
C-Y-E-N-A-N.
A-N. Like cyan pepper.
No, that's not right either. There's double N there.
They make cyan pepper in Senegal.
There's double N there.
It's cayenne.
Yeah, I know.
It's cayenne
pepper. Anyway, thank you for joining us. On that note.
Go to sleep.
I do love you.
You say that.
You're an odd duck.
You say that sometimes.
Now I've come to love you.
Now.
Yeah.
All these stories. I'm still waiting for when that happens. I'm still waiting for when that happens. Episode 52 where you're like, oh, that's when I realized.
I loved you.
By Japan when I just left you at home, went to the office.
Yeah. You know, you were very supportive even back then. You were very supportive of the things that you saw me doing. So when I would sit down and write a song, you would be like, okay, what can we do to share this? How can I encourage her to want to share this music? So you helped me start a MySpace page. I don't think I wanted to start a MySpace page. That was not my idea. That was yours.
Should have been called Your Space.
No, they really should have. So you started my MySpace page and you helped me upload it. And I wasn't very tech savvy, but I think because you sort of encouraged me, I jumped in. So you've always been very, very, very encouraging even back then. Thank you for that.
And I'm still waiting.
For
you to take over the financial responsibilities.
I don't want that.
No, but you have to.
I don't want it.
I've been supporting you for all these years for you to now support me.
No, I didn't say that you were financially supporting.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's what I've been doing it for.
Supporting me emotionally.
No, no, but.
I don't want to financially support you. I have no desire.
But I want that.
I don't want it.
But look, we're here with a fake plant and a lamp.
This is not a fake plant.
I mean, a dead plant and a lamp.
It's not wet.
Yeah, okay. So half of that is real.
No, it's the soil is wet.
What is this other one doing then?
That's fake.
Is it weird having like one real and one fake in the
room? Listen, we'll get there. Slowly but surely. Okay. 1% every episode. This episode we have a lamp. See, we're growing. Next time we're going to have a bookshelf or something. You never know. Your mind is going to be blown. All right.
Okay.
That's all we got. Thank you so much, everyone.
Bye.
Have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Evening.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Styles McKenzie helping you make those rooms sing. Today's style tip. When it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild. Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Fierce. This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.